The Wisconsin Transportation Development Association and other business groups want to ban future governors or lawmakers from transferring money out of the state's transportation fund to fill budget shortfalls. However, Governor Jim Doyle says the result of such a ban could mean deep cuts for education in the state.
So just say, we don't care what happens in the future. This is the one interest that is always going to be the priority, and everyone else has to be second. I think locks the state in so that, as I say, I've faced a situation where I've had to save the schools on many occasions at the same time, making sure we had a growing transportation budget. And this kind of provision just locks people into something, and they'll find themselves down the road saying, why are we cutting our schools when transportation's going up 10 or 12%?
Doyle says states like California that have made similar changes to their constitution have ended up in terrible financial binds. Several counties are planning to hold advisory referenda on whether people would support a constitutional amendment this fall. Doyle has transferred money or made so-called raids of more than $1 billion to the state's transportation fund during his terms as governor. Once federal stimulus dollars run out, the state will have to look elsewhere for money to pay for road projects. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.